Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Weekend Motivator. We're going to get started. I am going to talk to you guys about the concept of having your own bike and what that means, and how do you kind of game the system so that it's easier to have your own bike. So here's one of the things that I want to tell you. Having your own bike means that when you say you're going to do something, you do it no matter what. So a couple of things that I notice with a lot of you is, and this is so funny, I was actually coaching someone earlier, and they said, they were talking about whether or not they were going to drink tonight, and I asked, well, why are you going to drink? And the reasons were, well, I don't want everybody to feel uncomfortable around me, and I know that everyone will have a better time. I'll have a better time, that kind of stuff. And I said, okay, well, tell me the reasons why you wouldn't want to drink tonight. Because if there's some ambivalence, there's, you know, two things. And it's like, well, I don't want to feel like shit tomorrow. And they weren't even thinking about drinking a lot. It was just like, I think two glasses or something like that. It's like, well, I don't want to feel like shit tomorrow. I know my face gets puffy. They were going to be having some photos made or something on Sunday. And they were like, you know, and I just, my face will be puffy and all this other stuff. And I said, okay, well, here's what I know. The reason why you want to drink tonight is so that you don't have to think about what other people are thinking about you. And I said, is that a good reason for you to drink? And she was like, well, no. And I said, exactly. I said, I want you to examine, that's always such a good question as to why you're going to choose something. Ask yourself, why am I doing it? So I said, let's just pretend in fantasy land that we weren't afraid of what other people thought. Would you drink tonight? And she's like, well, I would not drink at all. And I said, okay, what if we just work on the idea of we're going to learn how to stop thinking about what other people think about us on purpose with our brain, instead of, I should probably have a few drinks and eat so that I don't have to think about what other people are thinking about me. And I was like, that works, but it has a terrible result at the end. The result is puffy face and weight gain and not feeling like you're doing what you say you want, which is to lose your weight. So I always think those are such interesting questions. And so when I think about, like, how do we have our own bike? I think one of the first things we have to realize is that most of the time when we are going to have our own bike, it's not going to feel good in the beginning. We're not used to doing that part. You know, having your own back means it's like sometimes we have to stand up to ourselves and champion the best version of us. Sometimes it means that we're going to have to go to a party, feel super uncomfortable for the first 15 to 20 minutes, not love the experience, let our brains calm down, notice what we're thinking about, because I think this is really important. You have to notice what you're thinking about. Most of you judge what you're thinking about, or you're resisting what you're thinking about. The differences are, excuse me, when you are noticing what you're thinking, you're literally watching it and you're not attaching an opinion to it. Like, I shouldn't think those things. Only crazy people think this. Oh my God, I can't believe that I'm so worried about this. That's called judging your thoughts. When you are resisting them, it's when you're like, I wish I wasn't thinking this. This is too hard. I need this part to end. When will this be over? That kind of stuff. That is when we're resisting those thoughts from coming in. Watching them is literally like just listening and being like, oh my gosh, I just heard myself think. They all notice I'm not drinking. They're going to not drink because I'm not drinking. They're going to feel like they can't have a good time because I'm not drinking. Like, when you, like, and you're like listening and you're going, oh, these are the things that I think. No wonder I want to drink, because if all of this is what's going on in my brain and I am not actively, on purpose, consciously redirecting my brain, then that becomes the truth. That becomes like the facts of what's going on. Like, you'll go from, when you're watching your thoughts and you think they're not having a good time because I'm not drinking, or they think I have a problem. Like, same thing with food. Like, how many of us do this with food? We'll go out to eat with friends, and if we order something healthy, They're going to all think the fat girl's eating a salad. There she goes again, trying to lose weight again. She probably ain't going to lose weight. When you're watching your thoughts, you notice all of that. And then you have to be consciously on alert to be like, that's just the things I'm thinking. Otherwise, if you just allow those thoughts to play, what happens is like, it's the truth. That is what everybody is thinking. This is a fact. It's uncomfortable. Like, we will say that that's the fact. It's like, no, that is the feeling that is reflective of the things we're thinking. And I want you guys to think about that, that we go through life with all, like, our feelings are literally just the way that our body is saying, you're thinking something, you're thinking something. Hey, here's something you're thinking. Like, if you're happy, it's because you're thinking something. If you're sad, it's because you're thinking something. If you feel in control, it's because you're thinking something. Like, a lot of you will think that if you take all the food out of the house, then that's how you'll feel in control. No, it's because you're sitting there thinking, I've removed everything that could tempt me. That's why you feel in control. Because there's plenty of people that remove all the food from their house, and guess what they do? They still feel out of control, so they just drive to the fucking grocery store and go buy it. So it's not because the food's gone. Do not sit there and ever convince yourself that any feeling that you're having isn't being stimulated from something that you're choosing to think. So whether you're feeling connected to your husband or disconnected to your husband, it will always be because of something you are thinking. Always remember that. If you are feeling happy about something, it's because of what you're thinking about it. I had someone that was coaching the other day who for 5 weeks was volunteering at a church, doing all kinds of things, very proud of herself, just was like, I'm doing great. Like, I love the way I'm serving. She had like all these amazing thoughts. Her husband said something to her about it. Like, you know, I don't know why you're doing all that. You know, they don't even want you doing it or something along. I don't even remember what it was, but it was something along the lines of like, I don't know why you're doing all of this. This is ridiculous. And she immediately said, now I have felt like an idiot for 5 weeks. Now I've been an idiot for 5 weeks. And I was like, no. Like, the only thing that changed was a sentence was introduced to you and you had to make a decision as to whether or not that sentence was going to become your reality or whether it was going to stay that person's opinion and you held on to yours. We always, like, if you suddenly flip on a dime on feeling something, it is because your brain has changed gears. Please quit blaming the world and quit blaming husbands and children and circumstances and bosses and all this other stuff. Guys, whatever you want to feel, it's just your responsibility. That's it. Take responsibility for all the things you feel. If you want to feel upset about something, then just decide it's because I'm choosing to feel upset right now, and it is because of something I am thinking. It has zero to do with anything else. It's the most empowered place you'll ever be. Most empowered place. You're very disempowered when you need the rest of the world to cooperate with you in order for you to feel good. So I want you to think about, like, when you're thinking about having your own back, you know, it starts with very often you have to, like, just commit to whatever you're going to do. Like, you have to commit to whatever it is you're going to do. Like, this is how I'm going to have my own back today. So if you're, you know, and for a lot of you, you're going to be doing things that you know that if you do this, it's going to equal, like, your goals. It's going to equal things that are going to be better for you. But in the short run, it's also going to equal not loving it. A whole host of other feelings, sitting with discomfort, wanting something so bad and telling yourself no, probably having to figure out, how do I quit having tantrums in the inside of my head? You know, for a lot of you in the beginning, when you say no to urges, guess what? You're going to white knuckle in the beginning because you don't know how to do it any other way. And unless you white knuckle it some and watch that process and then start steering your brain in a new direction, you never learn how to say no to an urge with ease. There's going to be a period where it's just not easy. But understanding that piece makes that piece a little bit easier. Like, oh, so if I'm white knuckling in the beginning, it's my job to watch the white knuckling, not wonder what the fuck's wrong with me and quit. which is where most of us go. So, like, having your own back also, like, if you want to be able to have your own back, I always suggest one of the easiest ways to do it is to start off with smaller changes in the process. You know, for a lot of you, you think, like, all right, it's the weekend. I need to have an on-plan weekend. And then you create a weekend that literally, when you look towards it, it's full of deprivation, misery, and suffering. And then you wonder why, when you go in, that your resolve for having your own back gets shit on super fast. Why you, like, cannot hang with it. It's like, think about if you were going to be running a marathon. You wouldn't just sign up for tomorrow's race and show up and be like, well, I really want it. Like, I really want to get this done. Very rarely can anybody do that. And if they do, they're so beat up. They're, like, debilitated for a month. They injure themselves. They do all kinds of things. But most of you, you start and stop diets like signing up for a marathon and expecting to run it the next day and not expecting to hit the finish line in like 8 months. Your finish line is the next day. And we cannot do that. So I think that, like, having your own back, one of the easiest ways to game that system is to, like, look at what we talk about when we say, like, good, better, best, leveling up, 1%. All of that's, like, the same. It's the idea of this weekend, like, my goal is to have my own back. And here are the ways that I am going to do that. What are the ways that I really want to have my own back this weekend? Is it before I order food at a restaurant, I look at the healthy options first? Is it when we go out to eat this weekend, I normally drink 4 or 5 drinks because I say F it. And this week, I just want to plan for 4. I've got to stop doing the F it mentality, and I've got to start getting on some kind of plan. I've got to start being that deliberate version of myself. That's having my own back. And in the mornings, I will journal about how I actually physically and mentally feel. So that I'm not just experiencing, like, oh, I made a plan for 4 drinks and I'm feeling really good. And then every weekend I'm drinking, but I'm not losing weight. It's like, be really honest. Same thing with, like, your exception meals. If you are planning lots of food on the weekend, guys, do yourself a solid and have your own back by the next day. Write everything it is that you ate and then do a thought download on it. Was it as great as you thought it was going to be? Are you like, yeah, this is part of life. Like, I want to be able to do this every weekend. I love the way I wake up and feel the next day. My body feels amazing. If that's the case, have at it. But if you wake up, like, if you are always planning to have this food and all you're doing is glamorizing it and making it seem like this is part of life and this is what I have to do, blah, blah, blah. If that's one story, let's tell the other side. If you're waking up after those mornings, you're feeling like shit physically. Notice that you're constipated on those days. You're a little bit on the cranky side. You have withdrawals from, like, whatever it is you're eating and stuff. If it sets you up for 3 days of the scale being up and stuff, be honest with that part. Put that part in there. Just, like, in the beginning, before you change anything, give yourself the opportunity to just know what's really going on, the whole story. Don't just tell yourself the one side of the story, the part that's having fun. Tell the other side too, so that your brain can start. This was so helpful for me when it came to drinking, because I used to drink a lot more than I drink now. And it is not because I just suddenly started being like, well, I'm just not drinking anymore. I didn't do that. I just started getting really intimate with the stories I tell myself. Like someone said, it's hard not to drink when everyone else is. Not really. Like, that's your thought. It probably feels hard in the moment, but it's hard in the moment because of what you're thinking about. That is the key distinction. If you were going to, let's say that you were going to have to, like, everybody's drinking and you were going to have to that night, in order to get $1 million, you were going to have to prove that you hadn't drank all day. I would almost imagine sitting by the pool at that point would be like, this is a no-brainer. Like, y'all, I'm getting $1 million tonight. Y'all drink up. I am taking the pictures for everyone. Like, it would suddenly become easy. It would become easy because you would be focused on how easy this is because there's a payoff on the backside. Something glorious is waiting for me for not drinking. What you're thinking about, though, is this is just going to be hard. Everybody's going to have a good time but me. That's usually what we think. Everybody's going to have a good time except for me. The only reason why you're not having a good time, whether you're eating or drinking, guys, is because of what you're thinking. The good feelings are caused by the thoughts you have at the party. They are not caused by the party. It's just like, haven't you ever gone to a party, even had a few drinks, and somebody is an asshole? If the drinks are making it all better, then why is it somebody can act like a donkey and we not have a good time? Because it's not about the drinking. The drinking is just an action. So let's make sure that we are going to really appreciate that when we have our own back, having our own back, guys, falls into the action line of the model. Anything that you're doing, so you define what having your own back is. You think about what that is for you. You describe what that's going to, like, these are the actions that I will be taking this weekend that are, like, this is me having my own back this weekend. I will be visualizing success at the parties. I will have a plan every day, and I will not use the excuse, I don't know where I'm going to be eating. I will, like, one of the actions could be, I no longer use the excuse that food, like, the food's not in my control. I don't know what's going to be there. It's like, who gives a fuck? The food's always in your control. Nobody's shoving shit in your mouth. If they are, quit going to those parties. You're likely to asphyxiate. So it's like thinking about all the ways that you have your own back. And then setting it up, like, I like to think about when I'm having my own back in a couple of ways. Here are the things that I want to think this weekend. Here are the feelings I want to on purpose generate for myself. Which means, like, if I want to feel in control this weekend, then in order for me to feel in control, I need to think that I can make plans and I can follow them. I can think it may feel hard, but that's okay. I'll do hard this weekend. Like, whatever it is that you need to do. And then you're going to need to, like, think about what you want to think about this weekend. When are you going to visualize? When are you going to, like, I love the idea of writing. Like, if your goal this weekend is to follow your plan 100%, and that is the way you're going to have your back, then you're going to make a plan that you know you can follow 100%. Yeah, I could follow this 100%. And parts of it might be hard, but I haven't made it excruciating. Like, I've just made it to where, like, yep, this is what I could do. Then I like to think about, like, write it out in the most descriptive way that feels so luxurious. It's like, I walk into the party, it feels a little uncomfortable, but I immediately start, like, gravitating towards my friends or to a room where the food's not at. I sit, I pay attention to what's being said around me so that I'm not just in my own head. You think about, like, I have, like, you visualize yourself with your water or your carbonated soda with a splash of cranberry or whatever in it. You visualize yourself doing that. Like, for me, sometimes to a party, I will just bring a kombucha and I will get a wine glass and I will pour the kombucha in the wine glass and I will carry that around. And then people will ask me, like, what are you drinking? And I'll just say, like, it's kombucha. I love this stuff. This is what I'm starting with tonight. Nobody really cares that much about your drinks. Trust me, they get a couple in, they only care about their drinks. And is anybody refilling? Then you visualize yourself leaving and you visualize yourself waking up the next day and feeling better. That's how you do thought work. That's how you set a goal. That's how you think about having your own back. A lot of you think having your own back is just like, I just said no in the moment. It's not a momentary thing. It's a process.